begin the current daf mesachtes yevam and stuff. And here begin the mabez. Begin the tesmaster. Begin the zigmar. Astia bia bia. Then the gzera shava bia bia regarding that of the chive ase from chive lab, which both do the same terminology, just like there's hara so to over here. Now Tais says vaviki ilu, and Tais has to stress this. It's as if it was ksiv, as if it said dor shlishi ya'ara, that the third generation convert, which is already permitted, that's the one that you could do ha'ara. Mashma sounds like ha'dar sheni lo ya'ara, but the second generation, which is chida say, that you cannot do ha'ara. And says Taisa, so v'lo shayach like shuyi, so you cannot ask. Mahada almost seven and seven. The Gemara says the end of Pergan seven and seven, and the paid dalam enough. That davar b'man achlal, something that is inferred, but it's not explicit. In donos b'gzeir shabu, you cannot qualify as gzeir shabu. So to over here, Taisa is addressing the question. This of chiva say wasn't really explicit. It's derived from the third generation, which is saying, but that forbidden that of hara by the second generation. But how could you link gzeir shava from hara, which is from chiva lavin, to the chiva say if that's only from a klal? It's only inferred, and something that's inferred cannot be taught as a gzeir shava. Says no. It says the hacha bia da asik gzeir shava, because here the word bia that's taught as a gzeir shava ksiva behedya, that's actually taught explicitly. It's not derived from something that's inferred. As Tais explains, he says, "Kehida hasam," meaning, what is considered bomen aklal that you cannot learn the word gzeir shava? So, what the Gemara within Sanhedrin brings the liyafin achilu chil mitruma, you cannot learn out gzeir shava achilu chil from truma. For a kohen ho'evid baninus, so kohen hedjit does the avodah in the besamigdash in the state of baninus, that even though that there's a chil of avodah, but you cannot learn out gzeir shava from truma. That just like Azar eats truma is chayv misa, so to the kohen hedyu who does the banis would be chayv misa. No, because like sevchil doesn't say by the kohen himself a terminology of chil. El denafik machlal. It's only learned out from a derivation. The cause of a kohen god, because it says by the high priest who made the mikdash later with the chal that he should not go out of the mikdash and it won't be considered a problem of chil. So the inference is acher shavad, but someone else, a regular kohen that does it, is going to be chal. That's not as if it was written explicitly by the kohen hedyu chil. And that's a double bar in the cloud. That's where you cannot learn Gzeir Shavim. Over here, where you say explicitly the word of Yavai, which is the term of Bia, so that's not considered as a Mechlal, and therefore you could learn out the Gzeir Shavim to tell you the Halach of Hara for the Chiva Aseh. Next, Tais Matzah in the Gemara, and Ilman Dama Aseh, and according to those who hold that Yibam Lashok is Aseh, so it's Aseh, we already know the Halach by the Aseh of Hara, which Tais says, look, it's in we don't have this Gersa. And he says the Brit Svarim less, and actually most texts it doesn't have this because the Bein L'Rabbi Bein L'Shmuel Ikalab, there's a negative prohibition. Like we explained in Mem Tesman Beis the Masli Kirab, so there's nothing to talk about. I say everyone agrees that it's a negative prohibition in the Torah of Yevam L'Shuk. Next says Master begins the Gemara Ish LaBala Minai, a woman to her husband. How do we know that he could acquire her with Hara? Asu Kicha Kicha, we learn from Gzeir Shava of Kicha. Tais says Pirish, in other words, what do we learn from the Gzeir Shava? The Nikdas Parda, that he could acquire her with her Ra. Now, Hikshu Rabbi Nissen, he asked, the Beperkim, the Gedushin, the Prince Beperkim, the Yerim and Al-Bay, the Gemara asks, when you say that one of the three ways that a woman is acquired in Gedushin, one of them is Bia. So the question is, Chilas Bia Kain, is it the beginning of the act of Bia that acquires, or you say Bia Kain, or is it the end of the act of Bia that's Kain? Says the Gemara, the Mainaf Kamina, what's the ramification? Who cares? Either way, he's going to get it at the end. Shaharaba, we're talking about where he did hara, but kibla kedushim me'acha b'chul, and then she received kedushim from someone else before he did the gemar bia. Masker, Rabbi Rabbi concludes. He says, yes, the chala b'ilu rabbi does bia, daita gemar bia. His intention is with the end of the bia, and therefore, but like Kani Barah, he did not acquire an aura, and therefore the other person's kedushim took effect first. But one thing is, you see that he's not kanura, and our gemara is saying from kicha kicha that he is kanura with hara. So it seems to be a stira. But here it's Rabbi Shimon Azak, and Shimon the elder answered, he says, no. The Kani Bar, this that Argumar tells that he's kind of with her. It's when he only does it. Upirish miyad, and he actually removes himself right away. But like a Mabias, he does not conclude the Bia. That's when you kind of. But Hassam, there it's talking about Ayrikash Oisa Kalabia, where he does the whole act of Bia. Then we're saying, the Kani Bar, he doesn't acquire just with the initial contact. And the reason is, Kimash Daitak Mabi, because his intention was with ending up the Bia. Chimucha Galashin, the Kamas. And actually, the wording over there indicates this, where because the Gemara says, Kalaboyal daita gemar bia. Whoever does bia, his intention is on the end of the bia. But like come a kolam ara, doesn't say whoever does hara, it's because he's doing a full bia. But if he were doing just hara, you're right, he would acquire, as our gemara says over here. Now, by Rabbi Yitzchok ben Rabbi the Meir Pirush, he explains that depends. The kishem mefanes shorei to liknas bara. When he explains, he's explicit that he wants to acquire the hara. So then kan bara, like our gemara says, afilin goyim bia. And that's actually going to be even if you do the end of the bia. But stam, when you're not specified, Daita Gemara Bia, that's what the Gemara says over there. In Kedushin, that then his intention is the Gemara Bia, and he's not going to be Kohen at all. Rabbein Tam Pirsham, but in Acha, Visham Parashti, Rabbein Tam explains it a different way, and over there in Kedushin, Tay says, I explain over there. Kedushin makes Tez Masa begin with the words of Gemara that we just mentioned, the last words of the previous Dibbe Masal. Kicha Kicha. How do we know a man acquires a woman with her rabbi? We don't exist of a kicha kicha. So that's his statement. It's a wonder. What's the wonder? Because in Aflam Pergam, the Gedushin, the Gemara, and the first Pergadushin learns out, and the Tesim of Beis, the Ish, Nikness, Bibi, how do we know a woman could be acquired with Bia of Nefziba, Ba'Allah, where it says a terminology of Bia? What do you mean? What do you need a special limit for Bia? But typically, the kicha kicha. What do you mean? Our Gemara says even more. Even when her rabbi, she's acquired to the husband. For sure, regular Bia, what do you need? Ubala. So it says, Visham, what you can say is like this. He loved this Ubala, but didn't say Ubala. Mikicha da Arayas, which is the source that we're bringing in our Gemara, lo habagamin ikar bia. We would not have known the primary idea of acquiring a woman with bia. Why? Kimin the kicha da arayas, because ultimately the word kicha by arayas, which we're learning out from Limshtar, beginning call, it's not about acquisition at all. So I would never have known it's teaching me something about acquiring a woman with bia. Aval inyan shetichad, but once I know bia from a bala, aval inyan shetichad shavarok, kumar bia, but just to qualify that hara is a kumar bia, yeah, that you'll finish up awesome. That you can learn from the other, you need to have a bala and you need to have kicha kicha to then add on hara like kumar bia. That's what Tzvi Tzvi begins to say. Even if mekicha yivama, okay, you can't learn it from kicha barayis, but when you learn from kicha yivama, with the ayibikin, there's too much acquisition. That's like it says in the pasuk, ulakacha loy leisha, that he takes her as a wife. So it says kicha, but then it says kicha by kedushin of a woman. So you see that just like over there, it's bia, so too over here. What do you need a bala? So it says for someone to say, no, dein mufla gzeir shavah, because it's not extra to teach it as gzeir shavah, because it's you learn other things out from that. You learn out that. To say the Tzaras and the Arayas of a bin as we had previously in this Masechet Chasma Beis, it's not extra, so you can't learn that from there. But then it says different to begin to say, there's another kicha, the chivalam of kuna, the kicha that who are bekinin. There, the taking is referring to acquisition. Kedom peg bas the kedushin, like it says in the last peg kedushin, the vayin chasam and alt. Kidesh, if he does kedushin, loika, why does he get lashem? Mishum leyikach. So you see that the kicha there is referring to a kedushin, which is a kinyan. And that's why you get lashes for. That's by the chivalavna of kuhuna. We also expound for it as for this gzereshav regarding hara. So therefore, you can learn for kedushi bia of being baal b'ishte from this gzereshav. What you can say is no delayer b'kicha de bia. That when it says that the not taking of the invalidations of kuhuna is not talking about of a taking of bia. I think more, but it says that if he does kedushin, he's like b'kod lo yikach. It doesn't mean that he takes her with a kedushin of bia, ela b'stam kedushin. That's to my wear regular kedushin. Because I'm a hasam, like the Gemara says over there, that after these kedushin, if Baal, if he does bia, then like mishum leichal, then he gets lashes for this of leichal. Sounds like that the kedushin that he said was without bia. The bia is only later. That was regular kedushin. So therefore, you cannot learn out from there regarding the kicha of a woman to her husband with bia from that kicha. Vaidish, from another push, says Tyson, what you say to answer all the questions is no, the Ilab Abala, if we didn't have Abala, Loya Bagarin the Kedusha Kesef, we would not have known a different, we would not have known the Kedushim of money, which, what's the source of the Gemara Tazim Kedushim, Kicha Kicha the Stay Ephraim? I would not have known that. Because of Magmina Kicha the Kra, I would have said, as we're asking over here, I would have said, what is the Kicha of the Pasuk of Kedushim tell me? Because it should be it. Mishun the Bistabala, Migmar, Tve, Kicha the Isha, Mikicha the Isha, because obviously more logical to learn out. Are taking, but it talks about by a woman, which is by Kedushin, from the taking of a woman elsewhere, which we're saying we could learn out from, which that's what we would have learned for the Kedushin of Bia. And I wouldn't have known Kich Kichim Ste Ephraim, which is from the field, to teach me a kinyan of money. But now that I have a Bala, and I already know Bia as a kinyan, ah, Kocha Gamrin Kichim Ste Ephraim, Kedushin Kesav. I learned that from the field of Ephraim for Kicha regarding Kedushin of money. Because the likely, maybe you can't say the itzok kicha l'ara, as we're asking that, oh, that's what the kicha is coming to tell you regarding hara, because then, if that would be the case, lishtig mevabala, then just don't say vabala, but then it's kul milsim arayis, and then say everything from arayis, even for the actual kini kedushin, which you could acquire bia, and even with hara. From the fact it says vabala, obviously the kicha that says regarding a woman is coming to teach you exactly of kicha kicha from a stay after. Next test, master, bring with the gemara, achamisa namashayir ikri b'chul, that after death, she's also called she'eder. Now, so the Gemara is telling us that if it didn't say Shechva Zera Be'eshesesh, I would have said that if someone has relations with a married woman after her death, he would be Chayev for Eshesesh. And that's because that even after death, it's still called She'eder, the relative of the husband, but now that it says Shechva Zera, that it can't create a seed, so that, therefore, there's no problem. Now Taisa says, "V'had the pshitlam beperek yishneichlam." This is obvious to us in Baba Vestav Kovidal and Beis. The ein habal yirsh esesh dekushu bekever, that the husband cannot inherit his wife when he's in the grave, when he died, meaning to then bequeath it to other people. For coming on mehas seven digmaros, it says that with the kashim shein ish yirsh esesh dey bekever la'antal akreb, just like a husband cannot inherit his wife when he's already in the grave to bequeath it to his relatives. Kach, so too, comparing haben lo yirsh es imoi bekever. The son does not inherit his mother when he's in the grave. To then bequeath it to his paternal brothers. So Taisus Badri says that why was it more obvious regarding the husband that we knew for sure that he does not inherit his wife after he dies? More than the son, where we had to learn out the son from the husband. So it says that's from our drush over here in our gemara. Dashmina, that we're saying after death, she's not called his relative. And that's what we're learning out, as we're saying here in the Divya Masa. I would have thought, and we're saying that no. So therefore, that's why the more obvious, and therefore we're learning out Ben from Baal. But that Taisa asks, on this drasha that we expound from Shekhba Zeta, that's coming to exclude that if someone has intimacy with a married woman who died, that there's no liability. Even Tim Taisa asks the second look, it says, beginning to say, the Pegdal Mesa and the Gemara, and then there's someone who I'm based. The Mayit, Mishamish, Mesa, the Gemara has a mute. Of if someone has intimacy with a dead woman in general, but crafting from a different pasuk, because the Darash Hashem the Gemara expounds with it says a mishu gam shneim, that by asus is when a man's having relations with a married woman says that they're both going to die. Prat the Gemara says that excludes the ma'isa hordis, so they start with hordis, b'ainu which was mishamish mesa, which he had intimacy with a dead woman. Kedam babasa gemas and babasa gimel beis the hitman bedubsho that he concealed in honey, Yonuksa the Bechashmanoi, a young girl from the household of the Chashmanam, Boyebolel, and he had intimacy with Ali Subal Yitzre to appease his inclination. So you see that the source is from elsewhere in Sanhedrin Samachbab. So, but Argamar brings a different pasuk. So remember, the Rish says the Itzrach Drash of the Shmaitin, we still needed the Drash of our Sugya, Laman the Drash Hasim, the one that Darshan's over there, who makes a Gam Shneim for something else. And he dashes his Achiyish name Shabbat until they're both Bar Anshim, which excludes if the married woman is a minor, which takes them from death. And therefore, you needed to teach it the halacha from our source over here. Father Kamasim, but this is the Gemara that says over David Idach, the other man, the Amar, Maisa Hordes Lav Kol, says, nah, the story of Hordes is nothing. You don't have to exclude it. What do you mean? Says Taisus, have a Muslim man, why couldn't the Gemara just say, the Nafkele Makar the Hacha? That he learns out the story from Hordes from Shechva Zera. So it says, you're right, Al Denichel Elok Mahu Tanud. It's just that the Gemara preferred over there to explain that Tanud, the Darash that expands that Shiyush Neim Shavim, that learns out something else from that Pasuk until that they're both Bar Anshin. I feel like Mandami, even like the one who holds, Meshamash Mes Barai is Pater, that someone has intimacy with a Erva that's dead, is going to be Pater. And therefore, you have to say that the Maisa Hordes is nothing. But you're right, they could have said that they learned it out from our Gemara. Now, it says in Vishvam, the Garsi Hasan, that a certain text that the Gears over there, that instead of saying Prat Lamaisa Hordes, it says Prat Lamaisa Chedudin, excludes Maisa Chedudin. And again, Gurri's Baruch, so that's the text of the Aruch, appears Rashi, and Rashi explains what does that mean. So Maisa Chedudin, Hainu, that means Derech Evam, where they have intimacy only through the limbs, not actual relations. And that's what's saying that there's no liability. So it says, Rakasha, it's difficult to hocha pshitle labayu. What do you mean? Well, you need a limud? In our sugya, it was obvious to abayu, the derech abam lav klumah, that just through limits, that's nothing. Why does the Gemara over there need a limud? So it says, what you can say is, the hainakam adam mahasam, that's like the one who says over there, the maizah chadudin lav klumah, that's who abayu is going, like the one who says that it's nothing. Which instead of saying maizah of hordes, it's maizah chadudin lav klumah. And it says, this is true, that the limud, the maizahasam, even the one that excludes it from a pasig, still wouldn't be difficult because maybe you could say the makur the hasam pshitle the abaya hacha. Actually, we does abaya say in that sugya that's so obvious from that mir which says over there. So actually, it could be like that. Like that man dama too. Next says master begins the gemara shekin la derech evan, where if you warned her about being intimate with that man by coming in bodily contact, not necessarily with actual copulation. Now, such things from if you're going to say hafila amala, even if he tells her artistry, stop. It just says, don't seclude that man, and that's it. Have a king, that's a warning. Swim Kane, so if that's the case, Mabakach, what's the difference in Hiskinami Derechavarm? If he adds in the words Derechavarm, but Kibin Domala Nami Altisri, once he says don't seclude, that's already a warning. So why is it any worse that we're saying it's not a valid kinah? So since for some to say yes, no, this is what he means. Shekinla Derechavarm, when he warned her through the limbs, Sha'amala, he told her, Eini Chayshdecha. He said, I'm not suspecting you, Ela Derechavarm, only through the limbs. And Machin also for the case of Shlokidarka. Oh, that's what it's saying. So you didn't give a warning and then add on words. It was only this. And therefore, that's why we're saying that would not be considered a valid kinnah. The next test about the beginning is going in the chayb el al bias miruk, only liable for a bia of unloading, which the Gemara learns out from Sheikh Bazer, that says the Sheikh HaKharufa, to say that the liability is not going to be with Ara. It has to be Gemara bia. Now, says Taisis, now Nira, however, it seems that even though it says but the mechayim b'shevach haruva, there would still be a liability b'shevach haruva, filled below hitzar zera, even if no seed comes out, because when you say shevach zera, all it means is elish tebia haruui lazria. Just means that it could be a act of bia that's fit to seminate. Can maybe eshes is like by someone who has intimacy with a married woman. Maybe in hitzar zera, you don't have to actually have a release of seed. Avakam dechse b'shevach zera, although it says shevach zera. Because all we're coming to exclude b'shev chagrufa is el hara, only if you have only initial contact, which like a dark or the unnatural way. As the Gemara explained, the Sefer Beis decrees in the Yodavim and Beis. Now, more of a success of Nero, it seemed to land the Amma, according to the one who holds the hara, what is hara? Zuach nasa atar, this is the inserting of the corona. Ein ruyelis aber bin hara, that they obviously hold that's not fit to impregnate with just hara initial contact. El b'meir gid, it has to be that the whole member is inserted. Because it would be fit to become pregnant, we'll have a mukhi kurala mutar, then we would not have said the pasuk come to exclude hara, because what we were explaining before was that the mir is only coming to say that because that's not a bia that's ruilis abba. And elish lagadaka would have only said only in the unnatural way. Obviously, that mandam holds that even achnasa tara is not ruilis abba, and if that's included in the category of hara.